Nothing wrecks me like this wrecks me. I attend a struggling church in the little town where I take my summer breaks. In fact, part of my explicit purpose in going is because it's struggling. Each week, I sit in the exact same place, aisle seat, third to the last row, and each week, I experience the agony of worshiping in a defeated church. The awful reality of their plight gets me every time. I know this because after every service I attend with that 50-person congregation, I drive home with a little firmer grip on the steering wheel, a little more angst in my spirit, and a little more fire in my gut to keep fighting for the health of local churches. Exposing my heart one more time to the thing that wrecks it only urges me to refresh my personal mission. If it's the last thing I do, I will give every ounce of the rest of my life to helping churches get better. I will keep a serving towel permanently folded over my arm, doing whatever I can so that local churches and their leaders have half a shot at prevailing. Sure, once I get a little distance from each weekend's pitiful experience, I console myself by considering the endless job security I have because of lifeless churches like this one. There's a lot of work to be done out there. I also take solace in the fact that some churches really are prevailing. But think about this with me. If I only allowed myself to worship in places like Willow or North Point or Fellowship or Salem Baptist or dozens of other churches I know, I would think every church on the planet was the picture of health and vitality. No, it's only when I step foot into aimless, uninviting, flat-lined churches that I see my God-given mission has some staying power. My point? Once you find your holy discontent, do whatever you must to feed it. Again, if it sounds counterintuitive, it's because it is. But as I've often said, the great ongoing danger regarding a person's holy discontent is that its energy will wane, the fuel will dry up, the firestorm will fizzle out. No matter how amped up we are about something that wrecks us, time and repetition takes a toll. Another plate of food for a starving orphan, another late-night music rehearsal for an artist, another tutoring class for an inner-city child. If we aren't diligent to feed our holy discontent, we will assuredly become weary in well-doing, to borrow a phrase from the Apostle Paul. Determine now that you will never insulate yourself from what wrecks you. Instead, increase your exposure. And then hang on to your hat, because real living is going to rock your world when you begin to share space with your holy discontent. Popeye had to get his clothes a little wrinkled and his fingernails a little dirty when acting on whatever it was that he couldn't stand. Most likely, so will you. But one thing is certain.